Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my people. Good evening to my radio audience today. I would like to give the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise that's due to his great, holy, powerful, awesome name. I give the God of Israel and the Holy Spirit and the heavenly host all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise today. We are here again to pick it up where we left off. We are here again, people, to pick it up where we left off Saturday. I wasn't here Tuesday, but I'm here today. It's a lot going on in the earth. It's a lot that I have to say. It's a lot that the God of Israel need to say today to you people to help you to try and understand what time we are living in, what time we living in, and what hour is it up in this earth. So we're going to go right into our broadcast. We're going to go right into our broadcast because today I want to read a couple news articles because there's a lot going on that I need to try to address as the prophet of the God of Israel. God's law versus the law of the land. 613 laws in the Bible. The sacrifice. Audio number 27. Guest call in number 661-244-9831. If you would like to call in to make a comment or a statement. We are almost done, people, with establishing the 613 laws that's written up in the Torah, the Mitzvah. I have been telling you people, I have been saying to you people, I can't wait to see what's going to happen when I finish the 613 laws that the God of Israel told me to establish in the earth because the law of the land have taught you people that the law is done away, the law dead, the law don't exist, and you ain't got to keep it no more. All you got to do is serve Jesus and worship God and your religions and you good. That's what the law of the land have taught you. But I come against, and the God of Israel come against what the law of the land have taught you. Okay? Because it is a lie. It is a lie. The God of Israel law will always stand up in this earth. The God of Israel law is holy. It is true. It is righteous. It is righteous, and the law that you people are following is unrighteous. I have been attempting to establish the law of the God of Israel now for about 3 months, like 2 or 3 months. I think this is about the third month, and we are on law number 501. We're almost there, people. We are almost there. We have like 113 laws, and it's established in the earth that the God of Israel law stands today. Stands today. And guess what? It took a prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, to establish his law. Not a prophet that set their own self up. A prophet that the God of Israel chose from the mama womb and set up and preserve for these last days and this last hour to prophesy and to speak to you people prophetically and let you people know and understand exactly what is going on in this earth. I have, you know, this platform, this divine platform have been set up now for 2 years. And I've been on here prophesying, speaking to you prophetic, giving you visions, dreams, and all kind of things that the God of Israel wanted me to tell you. And that's why today we had to change the title of this broadcast. For 2 years, it was Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. It ain't no more Sister Sister Radio Talk Show now. It's that's over with. That's been complete, and that's been done. Right now, this is a prophetic fully, totally prophetic platform for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and his name is Ahiah, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation, the God of the 12 tribes of Israel. So we're going to pick it up right where we left off. We left off at law number 501. And again, I told you people, when I finished the 613 laws, something prophetic, something major is going to happen in this earth. I haven't even finished yet. I still got 113 laws to go. But I can see, as his prophet, I can see things are beginning to already unfold in this earth, because I am almost done establishing his law in the earth, that it is good, that it is holy, that it is righteous, and it is true. And that's why today we're going to only read to you about 12 laws, because I need to go into the news. I need to go into the news, and I need to let you people know what the God of Israel want you to know today, okay? Because your leaders, they don't have a, they have the faintest idea what is going on. They have the faintest idea. All they talking about, love Jesus, Jesus gonna come, Jesus gonna save you, Jesus gonna help you. Oh, really? Do you think it's that easy, that Jesus is going to come and Jesus is going to help you and Jesus is going to say, well, where have Jesus been since the COVID-19 have been in the earth killing millions of people? Where is Jesus at? Where is Jesus at, people? Where is Yah? Where is Yahweh? Where is YHWH? Where is Buddha? Where is Allah? Where is all your gods? Where is the Most High? Where? Nowhere in existence. Why? Because they are not real. And I've been telling you people that for 2 years. Now everything is coming to a close. Everything is about to be played out in the prophetic right now. And you don't have no prophets of the God of Israel. You have prophets of Baal. You have elders of Baal or Satan. You have pastors of Satan. But you don't have no one that's speaking for the real God in this earth with the real prophetic and the real information and the real understanding that you people are going to need to survive what is about to hit this earth and what already have hit this earth. So that's where I come in at. That's where I come in at, people. God's law versus the law of the land. 613 laws in the Bible, the sacrifice. That's what we're still talking about. The sacrifice and the offering. The sacrifice, y'all people going to need a sacrifice. And I speak that prophetically to you. You people are going to need a sacrifice. Sacrifice to who? Jesus? No. You've been sacrificing to Jesus for about 100 years or longer. Longer than that. Ever since we got off the slave ships 400 years ago, y'all people been sacrificing and calling on Jesus and giving him all your money and all kind of stuff. Where is your Jesus at now? Where is your God at now? Where is your Jehovah at now? Where? Again, nowhere to be found. The sacrifice and the offering is what we will be teaching you today. This is audio number 26. 27, I believe it is. Audio number 27. Radio broadcast. Prophetic Hour of Truth. Radio broadcast. It's time for the prophetic. It's time for the power of the God of Israel to hit this earth and deal with his enemies and deal with you sinners. The ones that say the law is done away. The law is dead. I ain't got to keep it. I can do what I want. I can go where I want to go. I can wear what I want. I can eat what I want. No, you can't do nothing but what the God of Israel told you to do. The prophetic hour of truth. That's the name of this broadcast from this day forward. Sound the alarm. I must sound the trumpet. I told y'all I had a dream about 2 years ago. And I saw fire, and you know what, in the dream. And I'm going right into the broadcast after this. In the dream that I had, it wasn't a dream, it was a vision because I was there. In the vision that I had, I saw a trumpet. I saw a trumpet, and I heard the angel of the God of Israel speaking to me in the vision, telling me to blow the trumpet. I said, I can't blow it. I don't know how to blow a trumpet. He said, put it up to your mouth. And when I put it up to my mouth, it began to blow. And after I blew the trumpet, I saw fireballs. Can y'all hear me, people? I saw fireballs coming from the sky, hitting the earth and burning up people that was rebellious and wicked and people that went against the God of all gods, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and the God of the Hebrew nation. Fireballs, they coming, people. They are coming. They already talking about it in the news. They've been seeing meteorites. They calling them fireballs. I read an article a week ago. They said they seen fireball over North Carolina, somewhere over there. They saw a fireball coming towards America. So y'all don't want to play right now, Pete. You do not want to play right now. Because it is a serious, serious, serious moment. It's a very prophetic moment. And I don't say that lightly. I say that with power. And I say that with truth. And I say that with understanding. Because I know what's about to hit this earth. And I know what's about to happen. Because the God of Israel, Ahiah, have showed me what is going to happen. Because I am his prophet. Prophetic power of truth. Radio broadcast. My name is Elishaba. Guest call in number again. 661-244-9831. Y'all people don't got nobody to tell you nothing. Y'all people don't have nobody to say nothing to you. You don't have nobody to teach you nothing. You don't have no understanding of the prophetic. You don't have no wisdom. You don't have no knowledge. All you know about is Christ, 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 Jesus, Christ. That's all you people talk about. Let me go into my broadcast now. Let me go into the prophetic right now. Audio 27, the sacrifice. Law number 501. We're going to pick it up right there, people. Right there where we left off last. I would like to say Shabbat Shalom to the remnant. He coming for his remnant. He is coming for us. Get ready, remnant. Get ready. Clean up your house. Clean up your life. Clean up your soul. Clean up your mind. Clean up your body. Get ready. Our God is coming for us. And he's coming with all power. With all power. They won't be able to stop him. They nuclear weapons and they nuclear bombs and whatever they got. They won't be able to stop the God of Jacob. Shabbat Shalom to the remnant and to the heavenly host. To the God of Israel, Ahaya, and the Holy Spirit, the mother, and the Son of God, Yeshaya, my Savior in the Hebrew. Let's pick it up at Law 501 before we go into the prophetic, into the news event, things that's happening in this earth that I need to give you people some understanding on. Because you don't understand and you don't know what's going on. And your weak little elders and your weak little pastors and your weak little bishops and your weak little government, they don't know nothing either. All they know is what Satan tells them. That's all they know. And that's absolutely nothing. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with the God of Israel. Foolishness. All their wisdom is foolishness with the God of Israel. That a woman, law number 501 of the covenant, the 613 laws, that a woman after childbirth shall bring an offering when she is clean. That a woman after childbirth shall bring the God of Israel an offering when she is clean. So y'all people need to get off the Ten Commandments, because the Ten Commandments can't help you. Let me say it again for you dumb leaders that teach that sick madness that you are teaching. The Ten Commandments can't do nothing to help you people. You got to keep all of the law, not just 10. All of the law. If you want to live and not die, you must keep all of the law of the God of Israel. And that's what I was just told to say. I wanted to clean it up. He said, no, say exactly what I just told you to say. That a woman after childbirth. See, the Ten Commandments don't have none of this in there. See, that's what the law of the land want to do. Your pharaohs and the people that's in control of this satanic evil world. That's what they want to do, teach y'all people about the Ten Commandments. So you don't understand what the God of Israel wants. So you don't understand the God of Israel. And that's why you people don't know him, because you don't know his law. So if you don't know his law, you don't know who he is. Remember when the children of Israel left Egypt? Moses had to go up on the mount and get the law, the Torah, so the God of Israel can introduce himself to them. Because without law, without law, you will never, ever, ever, ever know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. what's going on in this earth. You are absolutely clueless. With your stubborn, evil, stiff-necked, proud, satanic people in this world. Think you can serve God. God, you call it. God, and you lawless. You ain't got no law. You living by grace. Are you people crazy? He killed millions in the wilderness, and he's killing millions today. Why? Because the children of Israel, our ancestors, was lawless. Just like you people are lawless. You want to do what you want, and it ain't going to happen no more. It's over. That a woman after childbirth, she'll bring an offering when she is clean. Leviticus 12, verse 6. Leviticus 12, verse 6. Let's get that, people. Let's get that, people. Leviticus 12, verse 6. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, Ahia is my name. And when the days of her purifying are fulfilled for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. Excuse me, brother. Excuse me. Cedia, could you make the lemonade? Excuse me, people. And take the hamburger out, please. Excuse me, people. And when the days of her purifying are fulfilled, when a woman have a baby, when a woman have a baby, y'all hear me? Up under the law, up under the Torah, it's okay, you ain't got none. Okay, well, go, just put a picture, make a picture for her. Whatever ice, not that picture, half a picture, because it's not that much ice. Excuse me, people. Sorry about that. And when the days of her purifying are fulfilled, this not up under the Ten Commandments, people. That's why you got to have the law of the God of Israel. You got to have the Torah. You got to understand the Torah. You got to understand the law. You got to understand what the God of Israel wrote in his law for you Hebrews and Gentiles and whoever else y'all are. And when the days of her purifier are fulfilled for a son or for a daughter. So when a woman have a son, talking about the children of Israel right here, and when the woman have a daughter, she shall bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation unto the priest. Yes, I know you want to believe that Jesus paid it all, that Yah paid it all, that you don't got to worry about giving the God of Israel a offering or a sacrifice. This is up under the law, people. You cannot change the law. No one can change the law. No one can change the law. So she had to take him a lamb of the first year. He had to be 1 year old for a burnt offering to the God of Israel. And a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering. Yeah, y'all people still committing sin today. The children of Israel, they still committing sin today. Even though the Son of God came in the world and he died, you people still committing sin today. So yes, the God of Israel sent the God, the Son of God, with a better covenant so you wouldn't die when you sin. So you wouldn't die when you sin. But do the Son of God being born in this earth cover the fact that you have sinned against the God of Israel? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You are still a sinner. You are still a sinner, even though the Son of God died. You're still a sinner. So what does it matter if he died or if he didn't die? You people still sin it. And you will be held accountable for it, you, me, and everybody else, for every sin that we have committed in this earth. Every sin against the law, against the Torah, against the covenant. That's how the God of Israel going to judge us when we stand before his throne, according to his law. No, he ain't going to say nothing about, oh, my son died for you. And because my son died for you, because you're a homosexual, you're a lesbian, your sins are forgiven. No, it don't work that way. The only reason the Son of God came so you people wouldn't die when you sin. But you will be held accountable for every act, every ungodly act that you have committed against the Father and the Holy Spirit and the heavenly hosts. So right here up under the Torah, the woman had a child. See, the law of the land teach you. The law of the land, the law of the governments of these cities and of these countries. They teach you when a woman have a babe, they circumcise the babe, put the woman out the hospital and all of that in 2 or 3 days. You don't got to get a God in. See what I'm saying, people? Totally against what the God of Israel told us to do. And this is the problem. And this is why you see all this wrath, all this destruction, all of this chaos and confusion going on in this earth. Because we have not gave the God of Israel a sacrifice. We have not gave the God of Israel a offering. We have not did what the God of Israel told us to do. We are following the law of this land. And the more we follow the law of the land, the more we stepping our foot up in hell. Let me say it again to help you. The more you follow the law of the land, the more you are putting your feet in hell's door. Because the God of Israel hates the law of the land. Why do he hate it? Because it's against his law. And it teaches you against his law. And all your religions that the law of the land set up teaches against his law. And they teach you another God and another way and another people. So the woman must take a sacrifice. This is the only way after her purification, up under the law, she had to purify herself when she had a son and when she had a daughter. I think the son was 30-some days. Go back over the law. Go back over my audios. We talked about all of that when a woman have a baby. How many days she have to be set aside. She's not allowed to go. The children of Israel, they weren't allowed to go in the temple to after their purification. It don't matter if a woman have a baby a week ago. You can go up in these satanic temples called churches and mosques and Hebrew camps. But they call themselves keeping the law. Y'all people ain't keeping no law, man. So look what it say here, verse 6. She shall bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering and a young pigeon of a turtle dove for a sin offering unto the door of the tabernacle, congregation unto the priest. Unto the priest. Yes, when the Son of God, and I'm going to prove that to y'all people right now, because the
hello?
I'm on the radio. I'll call you back. Okay, I'm going to call him, and I'll call you back, too. So, yes, look. I'm going to prove to you that in the New Testament, it was not a such thing as the New Testament when the Son of God was born. When Peter, John, and Paul, and all the disciples walked the earth, it was not a such thing as the New Testament. They only had the Torah. They only had the Tanakh, the prophets. They didn't have no New Testament. The law stands. The Son of God kept the law. Don't y'all people know that? His mama and his daddy kept the law. Joseph and Mary kept the law. I'm going to prove that to you right now. Right now, I'm going to get a precept for Leviticus 12:6 and prove to you people today that Joseph and Mary kept the law. Matter of fact, they kept this law that I'm reading right here in Leviticus 12:6. Let me prove it to you. Let me prove it to you that the Son of God kept the law. Mary kept the law. Joseph kept the law. Paul kept the law. Peter kept the law. All of them kept the law. Even after the Son of God died, they still kept the law, people. Wake up and understand that you have been deceived by the law of the land. They have taught you another doctrine and another God. So this woman had to give the lamb and the pigeon because it was after the days of her purification. Now let me get the precept for this to prove. Let me prove that. Let me prove this to you people. Let's go to Luke chapter 2. I'm going to take it to the New Testament. And I'm going to show you. I am going to show you today that the law in Leviticus 12:6 stood in Luke 2:22. Matter of fact, after the Son of God was born, Mary, after the days of her purification, she went into the temple and to present to the God of Israel her sacrifice, her offering for her purification. Luke 2:22. Let's get it. Let's go all the way up. Y'all think because Jesus was born. Jesus was born. The law gone away with. We ain't under the law. We under no people. No, that's just a lie. That's just a lie. You don't have no understanding. It's just a lie. They deceived you. They have deceived the whole world. Satan have deceived the whole world. That's a scripture in Revelation. Okay, you got to pour this word out. Yeah. Yeah, just pour the water out, bro. Come on, man. Just no, you got to pour this water out. Take that here. Okay. All right. Yeah. Excuse me, people. Let's get it, people. Let's get the scripture that Mary, Joseph, John the Baptist, you call him Jesus, the Son of God, they kept the law. Look what happened here. We all the way over here. We done left Luke 12, 2:26. Now we're at Luke 2. Verse. Let's pick it up at verse 5. Luke 2, 5. To prove you that Leviticus 12, 2 and 6 take you all the way to what you call the New Testament. What you call the New Testament, what you was taught to call it. It's not the New Testament, man. This is the law. This is the Torah that I'm reading in Luke chapter 2, verse 5. Let's go up to verse 4. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, his father, which is called Bethlehem. Yes, Joseph was from his lineage. Joseph was from the tribe of Judah, just like David was from the tribe of Judah. That's why they went to Judea. Jerusalem is Judea. The city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. What did I just tell you, Pete? Come on, Bishop. Get on this phone. Come on, Elder. Get on this phone. Get on this line, Pastor. Y'all need to learn the truth. You need to understand who the God of Israel is. You need to understand the doctrine of God. Verse 5 of Luke 2. To be taxed with Mary. So he went, Mary went with her husband Joseph to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. Okay? This was before the Son of God was born in the earth. They went to Judea to pay their taxes. And it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, okay, that she should be delivered. So it was time for her to have the Son of God. It was time for her, Mary, to have her baby. Uh-huh. Luke 2, verse 6 and 7. Verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room at the inn. Now let me take this all the way down. All the way down to verse 38. Luke 2:38. Or Luke 2:22. So she had the baby. Now it was time for her to keep the law of purification. It was time for her to purify herself according to Leviticus 12, verse 2 and 6. And when the days of her purification, talking about Mary, I just read to you in the law up out of the Torah, Luke 12, 2 and 6, what a woman got to do when she have a baby. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, according to the law of Moses was accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem. They brought the Son of God to Jerusalem after her purification. Up under the law, a woman had to purify herself for a certain amount of days. If she had a man child, it was a certain amount of days. If she had a woman child, it was a certain amount of days. So they brought him to Jerusalem, Yeshua, the Son of God, my Savior, to present him to Ahiah, his God and his Father in the heavens. Luke 2:23. As it is written in the law of Ahiah, as it is written, people, in the law of Ahiah, every male that open the womb shall be called holy to Ahiah. And to offer a sacrifice, that's what we're teaching you about today, the sacrifice. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of Ahiah, a pair of two turtle doves, yes, and two young pigeons. Did I not just read that to you about young pigeons and a lamb and all of that that she had to offer to the God of Israel after her purification? Look what Mary had to go to the temple, offer the God of Israel, for a sacrifice for her son, the Son of God being born in the earth. You must have a sacrifice, people. You must. He don't want your money. What scripture is that? He don't want no money. He want what he say he wanted. Verse 25, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem. So I ain't going to go into all that. I just wanted to show you that over there in the New Testament, Mary and Joseph kept the law. They kept the law of Moses as it was written. After the Son of God died and before the Son of God died. Next law, law number 502, that the leper should bring a sacrifice after he is cleansed. That the leper should bring a sacrifice after he is clean. Leviticus 14:10. Let's get that. So you've been taught lies that the law done away and the Son of God fulfilled the law. No. He ain't fulfilled no law, people. He fulfilled what was wrote about him, and that's it. Leviticus 14:10. Come on, people. Let's go. And on the eighth day, okay, on the eighth day, he shall take two he lambs without blemish and one he lamb of the first year without blemish and 3/10 deals of fine flour for a meat offering mingled. See, this is what the God of Israel wants. Mingle with oil and one log of oil. This is a leopard. When you have leprosy up under the law, this is what you have to do. This is what you have to do, people. You have to have your own animal. You have to be in your own land, Hebrews. We have to be under our own God, the God of Israel, Ahiah. Next law, law number 503, that a man having an issue shall bring a sacrifice after he is cleansed of his issue. When a man have discharge coming out of his penis, And a lot of you brothers having it today, where you run up to the doctor and they poke you up in your butt with some antibiotics and all that satanic medication that they got. The God of Israel never told you to let nobody poke you with nothing and stick nothing in you. The law of the land, that's what you people are following, not the God that put you in this earth. When a man have gonorrhea, when a man have syphilis, when a man have disease, when a man have whatever issue it is, gonorrhea, AIDS, whatever. You shall bring a sacrifice after he is cleansed of his issue. Leviticus 15, 13 through 15. Let's get that. Leviticus 15, 13. Leviticus 15, 13. Yes, they have changed your DNA, people. Our DNA have been changed. I thought about this earlier. When our ancestors got off the slave ships 400 years ago, we was black as tar. We was black as tar, people. We were so black. They thought we was Africans for real because they got us up out of Africa. But we're not Africans. We are Hebrews. We were so black. This came to me today or yesterday. Our DNA have been changed by the people that set up the laws in the land. Look how light we are now, brown skin and all kind of skin. Our ancestors got off the slave ships, was black as tar. How did they change our DNA? From the things that we put in our body that they tell us to put in our body. Through the food, through the medication. The clothes that, even the clothing that you wear, the Gentile clothing, do something to your skin. You don't realize that. The Gentile clothes that you put on your body that the God of Israel never told you Hebrews to wear, it's doing something to your skin. So our DNA have changed, and that's why we're so light. They want to take the melanin out of us. They want to take the melanin out of us. They want to take who we are out of us. We come from Africa. We're supposed to be black as tar. And we was till they start changing our DNA, putting all kind of pills and all kind of stuff up in us and our children. And because they have changed our, I'm speaking to you prophetic, because this is what it was revealed to me. Because they have changed our DNA, our melanin, they have took a lot of our melanin out of us. And that's why we are not able to fight off a lot of diseases. A lot of diseases, skin disease, heart disease, all kind of diseases. Because they have changed our DNA. We had all kind of melanin, all kind of protection that the God of Israel put inside of us to protect us from disease. But when we got over here, on this side of the earth, this satanic side of the earth, a lot of things have went on with our body. And we're not able to fight off the diseases because they changed our DNA. And they're continuing to change our DNA every day. And you people still believe in that. You believe in their medication. You believe in their doctors. You believe in their food. You believe in their everything. Leviticus 15, 13. And when he that have an issue is cleansed of his issue, then he should number of himself 7 days. When the man had an issue, gonorrhea, syphilis, something flowing outside of his penis, then he shall number him 7 days. 7 days for his cleansing and wash his clothes. You see what the God of Israel telling you, man, wash your clothes and wait 7 days. See, if you was connected to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, man, if you were connected to the God of Israel, you wouldn't have to run to Henry Ford Hospital. You wouldn't have to run to no doctor office and no clinic and let them shoot you in your butt with some antibiotics to get rid of your syphilis and your gonorrhea. The God of Israel will heal you. The God of Israel, Ahaya, will heal you. But because you people are not connected to him, because you people have been taught about another God with a different name and a different law, the Ten Commandments, the God of Israel cannot help you. He cannot respond to your sickness. He cannot respond to your disease. He cannot respond to your pain. He cannot respond to your mental illness. He cannot respond. Why? Because you are sinning against his law. So that's why he told the children of Israel right here, wait 7 days for his cleansing and wash his clothes and bathe his flesh and run in water and she'll be clean. And on the eighth day, Leviticus 15:14, I'm reading to you Law 5:03. And on the eighth day, he shall take of him 2 turtle doves. There go again, people. The same thing that the woman had to use for her purification after she have a man child or a woman child. The same thing that Mary over there in Luke 2:22 had to take the God of Israel to the temple. After she had the Son of God for a sacrifice, 2 turtle doves and 2 young pigeons, and come before Ahaya unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and give them unto the priest. It didn't say give to the bishop. It didn't say give to the prophet. It didn't say give to the elder. Give it to the priests. We don't have no new priests. The God of Israel don't receive you as a priest. He only want Levi. He only want the Haitians, the Leviticus priesthood up in the earth. So, yes, this is up under the law. This is up under the Torah. This is what a man had to do and a woman had to do when they had issues running out of them. Diseases. They say go to no doctor. They say go to no clinic. They say none of that. So why are you people doing it? Why are you people doing it? And you say you're serving the God of Israel. No, you didn't say you're serving the God of Israel. The Hebrew Israelites say they serve the God of Israel, but they still run to the hospital and they still run to the doctors and they still run here and there. Why? Next law, Law 504, that a woman having an issue, talking about a woman now, was talking about a man, she'll bring a sacrifice after she is cleansed of her issue. Leviticus 15:28-30. Let's go all the way down to the 28th verse, Leviticus 15. Hold on, people. Let me get some water, lemonade. I'm here to help you, people. I'm here to help you while you have time. While you have time, people. Because it's going down. And it's moving fast. So very fast. So very fast. You people ain't going to believe. You people ain't going to believe what is about to hit this earth, people. You're not going to believe it. You're going to be totally shocked out. And again, that's the verse 28 of Leviticus 15. for law number 504. We're going to take it all the way down to law number 512. I'm going to read 512 laws today. Now I want to cover some prophetic events that's going on in the earth. But if she be cleansed of her issue, then she should number of her 7 days. Same with a man. Same with a man. Once she was clean, once he is clean, she has to number 7 days. After that, she shall be clean. Same with Mary. She had to wait 7 days. After the days of her purification, I believe the days of her purification for a man child, I don't want to give you the wrong information. I don't want to give you the wrong information. I think it was 37 days, I believe. Matter of fact, I'm not going to give you the wrong information. I'm going to look the scripture up and give it to you. But after the days of the purification, I think it was 30-something days. I'm going to just say that. She had to wait 7 more days before she went in the temple and present the Son of God up in the temple with her sacrifice, her 2 turtle doves and her 2 young pigeons. But after she be cleansed of her issue, then she shall number of herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean. And on the 8th day, she shall take unto her 2 turtle doves and 2 young pigeons and bring them unto the priest to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Next law. Law number 505. No, let me read Leviticus 15:30 before I go to 505 law. And the priest shall offer the one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. So that's why she had to have the 2 turtle doves and the 2 young pigeons. Because the priest had to offer it. And again, I told you people, the law is not done away and the law is not dead. It's just that the children of Israel is not in their own land. They're not in Jerusalem. They scattered all across the earth for their evil and for their wickedness and for them serving other gods. Against the God of Israel, he scattered our ancestors. And that's the only reason. Let me say it again, people. That is the only reason that the children of Israel is not keeping the law today. Because the law stands. It doesn't matter who was born. It doesn't matter who was born. I told you, before the Son of God died and after he died, Peter and them still kept the law. So no, the reason why you don't see the law being practiced, because only the children of Israel can bring forth the law, because it was given to them in the wilderness, because they scattered all over the earth. We're in Babylon. We're in Egypt all over again. Modern day Egypt, slavery. So that's why we can't keep the law, because we're not in Jerusalem. Our priests walking up to the border right now, Levi trying to get up in America. They don't know who they is. They don't know who the God of Israel is. They don't know nothing. So again, that's why the prophet, I must present the law in the earth that it is good. And I must tell the 12 tribes of Israel who the God of Israel is and who they are. Because they don't know. And the ones that do know in them Hebrew Israelite churches and camps, all they keeping is a doctrine that the law of the land set up through all their religion, all their elders. That's all they keep. They talking about Christ too. Christ coming. Christ going to do this. Christ going to do that. And a lot of them don't even believe in Christ. Christ, who is that? You mean the Mashiach? You mean the Messiah? The Son of the Living God? Christ. Sounds like some Catholic church stuff to me. And some Christianity to me. What I need to call him that for. And I know that's not who he is. Exactly. And the priest shall offer the one for a sin offering. And the other for a burnt offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for her before higher for the issue of her uncleanness. Next law. Law number 505. I'm not going to read this one. I'm just going to give you the scripture for it because it's really, really long. And if you want to read it, you can do that. But law number 505, for the sacrifice and offerings, that's what I'm teaching you about today. To observe the Yukapura, the service appointed for that day regarding the sacrifice, confessing, sending away of the scapegoat, etc. Leviticus 16:3-34. This is talking about the Day of Atonement, one of the holy days that the children of Israel had to keep. Matter of fact, that's why they got kicked out of Jerusalem, because they didn't want to keep them the way the God of Israel wanted them to keep. They wanted to defile them. They wanted to pollute them. They wanted to do all of that stuff. Just like you people today. You don't want to keep them either. You want to keep all the festivals of the Gentiles, all their holidays. Law number 506, not to slaughter beasts set apart for sacrifice outside the sanctuary. Leviticus 17:3-4. Let's get that. Leviticus 17:3-4. Leviticus 17:3-4. What man soever there be of the house of Israel, it doesn't matter what man it is, what woman it is, what man soever there be of the house of Israel that killeth an ox, or a lamb or a goat in the camp, or that killeth it out of the camp, and bring it not unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, Ahiah don't play the God of Israel, people, to offer an offering unto Ahiah, before the tabernacle of Ahiah, blood shall be and put it unto that man. He has shed blood, and that man shall be cut off. Cut off among his people. Next law. Law number 507. Not to eat flesh or a sacrifice that has been left over beyond the time appointed for its consumption. Leviticus 19:8. Let's get that. Leviticus 19:8, people. Come on. Let me help y'all. Y'all need it. Therefore, everyone that eat it shall bear his iniquity, because he hath profaned the holy thing of Ahiah, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people. That's exactly what he did. Exactly what he said he was going to do. And that's why you people are cut off right now today from the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob and the God of Israel. Ahiah, you cut off. You cut off because you are defiling yourselves, because you're not following what he said to do. You cut off, people. That's why thousands and millions of people are sick all over the earth. Children sick, all over the earth. Why? Because you've been cut off from the God of Israel. Cut off for your iniquity. Everyone that eat it shall bear his iniquity. He told you not to eat no pork. He told you not to eat no swine. That's why you cut off. It's against the Torah. It's against the law. It's against the dietary law. You cannot eat what you want to eat. You cut off from the God of Israel. You cut your own selves off. There's so many laws in the Bible that you people don't practice because you feel like you don't need them. You cut off from the God of Israel. You are cut off, people. Law number 508. We have four more after that, people, and then I'm going to go into some scriptures, and then I'm going to say the news articles will last. Maybe. Law number 508. Not to sanctify blasphemed cattle for sacrifice on the altar. Leviticus 22:20. The text prohibits such beasts being set apart for sacrifice on the altar. Leviticus 22:20. Leviticus 22, verse 20, people. But whatsoever have a blemish that shall not offer for it shall not be acceptable to you. The God of Israel, do not want no defiled sacrifice. He don't want no defiled meat. He already told you, don't give him nothing with a blemish. Don't give him nothing that's got steroids in it. Don't give him nothing that's cloned up. Don't give him nothing, Hebrew Israelites. It have a blemish. You shall not offer it, but it shall not be accepted. It shall not be accepted. Next law. So you Hebrew Israelites, again, need to sit down. Calling yourself keeping holy days. Never. Law number 509. To every animal offered up shall be without blemish. Leviticus 22:21. You can read that. I'm going on now, people. Law number 510. Not to inflict a blemish on cattle set apart for sacrifice. Leviticus 22:21. Law number 510. Law number 511. Not to slaughter blemished cattle at sacrifice. Leviticus 22:22. You can read that. Law number 512. Last one, people. Not to burn the limbs of blemished cattle upon the altar. Leviticus 22:22. And with that, people, I'm going to stop right there. And we're going to pick it up Tuesday at law number 513. Right now, what I would like to do, people, I would like to go into the scriptures because we have a lot of things going on in the earth. We have a lot of things going on in the earth. And all you people can do is sit there and look pretty. That's all you can do. Sit there and wait on your Jesus, huh? Wait on your Jesus to crack the sky open and save you. It's not going to happen like that, people. Again, I'm speaking to you prophetically. It's not going to happen that way. God's law versus the law of the land, 613 laws in the Bible, the sacrifice, audio 27. We have under 100 laws left, about 100 more laws, and I am finished with what the God of Israel told me to do, to establish his law in the earth, because it have been took out the earth by the people that call themselves ruling this earth. They took his law out, and they gave y'all people another law and another doctrine and another God. And that's exactly what is going on right now. Prophetic power of truth radio broadcast. Prophetic. I understand the gift of the prophetic now. When I was a Christian church pastor, I didn't understand the prophetic. All I understood is about telling people they're going to get a house, telling people they're going to get a car, telling people they're going to get a promotion on their job, telling people that their kids going to be saved, telling people that Mama Sue going to get healed from cancer. God going to do it next week. Just saw $100. God going to do it next week. God going to do it next week. He going to heal Bob. He going to heal Bob of his prostate. Give me $1,000. All I understood, people. God love you. God going to help you. God going to bless you. God going to save you. God going to help your children. All the things that I told the people when I was a Christian church pastor was a lie. And I was a pastor for 15 years. 15 long years I was a pastor. So I know what I'm talking about, people. Everything that I told them people when the God of Israel was, I always knew I was a prophet. Always knew that. Always knew that. But it was the doctrine that this, and I always knew that I was a prophet of I am. I am, which is a higher in the Hebrew. I always knew that. But what destroyed me was the doctrine of the Christian church and their gods that they teach you about, Jehovah and Jesus. That's what destroyed me as a daughter of the God of Israel. Destroyed my relationship with him. Destroyed the prophetic that he gave me when I was beginning to understand and know who I was and operate into the power and the manifestation that he was beginning to show me. I joined the Christian church and became a pastor. I shouldn't have never did that. I shouldn't have never did that, Pete. Thing that your pastor have told you is a lie. And if it do come to pass, what he told you, if it's not up under the Torah, what he's telling you and what he's teaching you and what he's saying to you that God is going to do, I'm giving you some prophetic wisdom right now, word of wisdom. Yeah, I know how to operate like that now. On the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I know how to operate like that now because I'm into truth now. I understand now. I know who the God of Israel is now, and I know who I am. I'm his daughter from the tribe of Judah. So, yeah, if that do happen, what they say, If it's not up under the Torah, what they telling you and what they saying to you, then guess who did it? Guess who did it? Satan himself. Satan himself. Because see, Satan want you to believe. And Satan want you people to think that your leaders have power. And that your leaders know the prophetic. And that your leaders know what God want you to do. See, Satan want you to think that. So, yeah, he'll make this happen or he'll let that happen or he'll let that happen to deceive you. That's all it's about, deception. Nothing else. He have deceived the whole world. Yes. So this is prophetic power of truth. I don't got to lie to you no more. I'm not a pastor, and I'm not religious, and I'm not upholding no doctrine of the law of the land. My doctrine is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. My doctrine is the law of the God of Israel. My doctrine is from the heavenly throne. That's what I'm upholding today. It's time, people. It is time. So let me go to my scripture, then I'm going to read a news article. It is time. Y'all can see what everything is happening in the earth. They running out of gas. They ain't got no gas. They ain't got no food. They ain't got... I told you people a whole year ago that you will be in a famine, that you're going to run out of food, that it will be a drought in the earth. And that's why you see all these fires and hurricanes and volcanoes blowing up, because the God of Israel, his judgment is in the earth. And you won't be able to stop his judgment. Why? Because you people are not going to quit sinning and going against what he said. He told me that a whole year and a half. They ain't going to quit, daughter. But I still need you to tell them what I want them to know. Even though I'm letting you know, they is not going to quit. So what else can I do, daughter, but kill them? That's what I was told a year and a half ago. So, yeah, people. Yeah. This is the prophetic power. Power. Who power? The God of Israel. Power. Real power. Real power. Not that power that Jesus, a dead man named Cedric Borgia, laying in the ground in a graveyard somewhere, in a casket. Not that power. Power from on high. The power that you see in this earth today, it's about to blow y'all people mind. It's about to blow. You know what? It's already blowing the law of the land. The people that, your masters and pharaohs, their mind is being blown out right now. Blown out right now. Why? Because they can't figure out the God of Israel. They can't figure out the God that put them in this earth. They look God, Satan, ain't got nothing to tell them about him. They can't figure him out. Care how much signs and technology and all the stuff that they got and come, they cannot figure him out, and they can't stop him, and they will not be able to stand the wrath of an angry God. You, me, and nobody else. The only people that will stand is the remnant. Joel 2, 1 through 11. Let's get that. Joel 2, 1 through 11. Let me speak, people. Let the God of Israel speak right now. Joel 2, 1. Joel 2. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm. Sound an alarm. It's a Hebrew number 7321 for alarm, especially by breaking, figuratively to split the ears with sound. That is shout for alarm of joy. Blow it, alarm, cry. Alarm, allow, out, destroy. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. This is what the God of Israel told the prophet Joel. Sound the alarm, Joel. For the day of Ahiah, the day of the God of Israel, is here. Sound the trumpet. Raise the alarm. Let them know on the holy mountain that it's about to go down. Get the angels ready. Get the children of Israel ready. The remnant. So I can deal with the rest of them. Separate the sheep from the goat. Separate the sheep from the goat and the wheat from the tare. Blow the trumpet. That's what the angel told me a year and a half. Blow the trumpet. And I've been blowing it, and blowing it for 2 years. And you people have not listened. Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, 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 befall, besiege, tremble. They getting scared now. They getting scared now, your pharaohs and your rulers and the people that set up your constitutions and all of that that you got up in this earth. They are trembling right now because the trumpet have been blown. And where have that trumpet been blown? On the holy mountain of Zion. And Jerusalem, the same mountain where the children of Israel was when they got the Torah, the covenant. They blowing the trumpet right now. The inhabitants of the land tremble for the day of Ahiah come, for it is now at hand. He told me that, people. He told me that a week ago. It is time. I've been feeling in my soul and in my spirit, it is time. Something major is about to break up in this earth. Told y'all, when I get through with the law, I got 100 more laws left. 101 to be exact. Wow, people. Wow, wow, wow. A day of darkness. Joel 2:2. A day of darkness and of gloominess. A day of clouds and of thick darkness as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong there have not been ever the like. Neither shall be any more after it. Even to the years of many generations. talking about the remnant. A fire, Joel 2:3, devoured before them. And behind them a flame burning the land is as the Garden of Eden before them. And behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. Talking about the remnant. He's going to burn it up, people. Think some volcanoes and stuff some now? You, people. The only people going to escape this is the remnant. The people that keep his law. The people that know the God of Israel. The people that know the God of Jacob. The people that denounce everything in this wicked and evil world to serve the God of Israel right now. Let me go to my next scripture. It's a day of darkness and a gloominess. Psalms 18:7. Cedia! Could you look after them on the front porch? Psalms 18:7. Excuse me, people. Could you take care of them on the front porch? Psalms 18:7, people. Psalms 18:7. Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. He was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth. Devoured coals are kindled by it. Y'all see all of this volcanoes, fires, earthquakes. You see it. Then the earth shook. The earth shook. It's shaking right now. Because the trumpet have been blown on the holy mountain of Zion. The earth shook and trembled. It's shaking right now, people. It's trembling right now. The foundations. What is the foundations of this earth? All your cities. All your cities. All your countries. That your pharaohs and your masters have set up all over the earth for you people to work for them. Work for them in their corporations and go to their colleges and their institutions and their schools. That's their foundations. Their jobs. The foundations also of the hills, the mountains, the foundations. Everything you little slaves are set up. Everything you little slaves are set up for the master of this earth. Satan agents. Also, the hills move. The volcano over there in Spain. It got volcanoes, earthquakes, all kind of stuff going on now. And was shaken because he was angry. He was wroth. You have made the God of Israel very, very, very angry. Very angry. Because you rulers and leaders have been teaching for generations now, since ancient times. Y'all been teaching another law and another God and another way and another doctrine. Now he is angry. There's nothing that you can give the God of Israel to calm him down. And again, I'm speaking only what I am hearing. There's nothing that you people can do, me and nobody else, give the God of Israel a higher to calm him down. Your prayers won't work. Mm-mm. It's too late for that now. It is too late in the hour, in the game for that now. You should have been doing that 100 years ago, 300 years ago. You should have been doing that. You should have been bound down and keep. Only people he after now is the remnant. He know them too. He know every last one of his chosen remnant. You can't pray now. You won't stop it now, people. He's very angry. That's why he's shaking the earth. The foundations, your cities. I just read in the news that China is in the dark, pitch black. Your foundations are being shaken right now. Ain't no gas over there in the UK. Your foundations, that is your cities and your countries, are being shaken. And the hills is being moved by earthquakes and volcanoes because he is angry. Ain't got nothing to do with the government. Ain't got nothing to do with Bill Gates and all them people y'all think. It have everything. Got nothing to do with Satan. It have everything to do with the God of Israel. That's the one you have went against. That's the one you have hurt, people. That's the one you have made angry. That's the one you have made upset. The God of all gods. That's the one that want to hurt you, people, right now. And he's going to hurt you. Because, again, you people won't quit. Look what he said in verse 8 of Psalms 18:8. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils. Do you see all these fires? All these fires all over the earth, over there in California, everywhere. Fire. That is the smoke. All the smoke you see, just a lot of smoke. They said they seeing smoke that they ain't never seen before in their life. Billows of smoke. That is the smoke coming out of his nostrils because you people have heated him up so bad that he want to destroy this earth now. And he want to destroy everything in it except for his remnant. Out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth. You see all the fires? It's coming from the God of Israel. Out of his mouth. That's why they can't put it out. Your water can't stop that. Nothing can stop it. He only going to put it out when he want to put it out. It's coming out of his mouth. He's just blowing it. He's blowing the foundations of this earth. He's blowing all these cities. Because the trumpet have been sounded in Zion. It is time. Let me read a news article right now. After I read Psalms 35:6. Yes. Psalms 35:6. Let their way be dark, he said. Let their way be dark. Let your foundations, let your world, let your way, let your cities, let your country, let their way be dark and slippery. And let the angel of a higher persecute them. You want to know what's going on with China and all the rest of them? Let their way be dark and slippery. And let the angel of the God of Israel persecute them. Y'all don't know this God. You know a loving God. You know a God that won't hurt. I'm talking about the God of Israel. Ahayah is his name. Let their way be dark. Hebrew number 2822, but dark. The dark, literally darkness, figuratively misery, destruction, death, arrogancy, sorrow, wickedness, darkness, night. I'm reading Psalms 35:6, people. This is the prophetic power of truth. Divine platform. Their way be dark and slippery. Hebrew number 2519 for slippery. Properly something very smooth. That is a treacherous spot. Figuratively banishment. Flattered, slippery. And let the angels of the God of Israel hire. Persecute them. So let me go to my news article now. Let me go to the news right now to show y'all what the God of Israel is talking about. Give me a minute. All the supermarkets, mostly all of them in the UK, they said the shelves are empty. Bro, could you come in here and turn on the light, please, for me? I can't see. Right here. This is the news article. Over here. Both of them. Let their ways be dark. Destruction, misery, death. It says here in the news article today. That's okay, bro. It's on. Shelves empty. Shelves. Grocery store shelves are empty. There is no food. Whatever the government is doing, whatever master's doing and the Pharaoh's doing, it don't matter what they are doing or whatever they're trying to do or they want to do to bring forth the new world order. Yeah, it ain't no secret no more that the new world order is here. It's a new order in this world. They're trying to make a new world in a new order. It don't matter what they're trying to do, but I just read to you what the God of Israel is doing. Shelves empty across UK. This is in the news today. On sale out of Saturday. And supply crisis leave 1 in 6 Britons claiming they have been unable to buy essential food. 1 in 6 people in the UK said they haven't been able to buy food. So what you think going to happen to these people? They going to starve to death unless they take the mark of the beast. Revelation 13 now. They empty. They have been unable to buy food, and a third start Christmas stockpiling ahead of winter squeeze. Ain't no Christmas this year. You won't be able to keep your pagan holiday praying to Jesus, your newborn king and died in a manger and all of that stuff. You won't be able to do that this year with your pagan Christmas tree standing up in your churches and up in your houses. Not this year. The God of Israel making sure of that. And it doesn't matter who he has to use to get his work done. The trumpet have been blown in Zion. Make all things ready. So it's heating up, people. Smoke is coming out of his nostrils. And fire is coming out of his mouth. That's where your fire is coming from. They call it climax change or whatever change they want to call it. But I know what the God of Israel is doing in the prophetic. In the prophetic. Whatever they doing in the natural. They doing in the natural. I'm dealing with the prophetic. All spirit, all power, and all truth. So ain't no fool, people. There is no fool. Let me go to the next news article. You think the God of Israel going to give y'all people some food? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Bema. Bema. Bema is in the land. For your evil. And for you going against his law. So the government and all these people, they think they got it all figured out. No, you don't have it figured out. Only the God of Israel, Ahayah, the God of the Hebrew nation, have it figured out. Next news article. Let me read Ezekiel 32, 7 and 8 before I go to, I can read another news article. Let me read this one in the news today. Factories and industrial plants. Factories now, people. That's where y'all go to work. GM and General Motors and Chrysler and, you know, where you, you know, set up all your cars. Factories. Y'all know what factories is. You've been working for 30, 40, 50 years. That's what you've been doing with your life. Instead of serving the God of Israel, you've been working for man. And you've been working for the beast in his system. That's what you have done with your whole life. And now you have got the God of Israel angry. Factory. So the very thing that you, and I'm speaking prophetic now. I feel the prophetic come. So the very thing that you people love, and the very thing that you people enjoy, and the very thing that you people run to day after day, week after week, year after year, the God of Israel is taking it down. Started off with closing your schools down. He started off with closing your churches down. He started off with closing your vacation down. He started off with closing everything down and putting you in a lockdown. He started off with that. Gave you, put COVID-19 in the earth to kill millions of people all over the world. Now, what he's doing. Because, see, that wasn't enough for y'all. Arrogant, sinful, prideful people. That wasn't enough for y'all. So factories, see, he's dealing with your jobs now. He closed all your vacations, all your shows, all your, and you trying to open it back up. with taking a COVID vaccine, they call it. All your factories now, the things that you get your money from, people, your money, you won't be able to pay Bishop Jakes now. You won't be able to give Rob Parson and Ronnie Devine and them no $1,000 checks now. Factories and industrial plants are already slowing down production amid rocketing gas prices. Industry bosses warn amid growing calls for government support and fears for thousands of jobs. They don't have no gasoline. They don't have no oil. They don't have no oil, people. And if they do got it, the God of Israel gonna make sure y'all people don't get it. Let me say that again in the prophetic. The God of Israel gonna make sure y'all evil, wicked people that have went against him for many, 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 many years to serve the law of the land and work in your factories and work in your careers, he gonna make sure y'all people don't get no gas for y'all cars. You won't be able to go to your education. You won't be able to send your kids to school and college. You won't be able, people. You won't be able. He want to hurt you now because y'all have hurt him. The whole world have hurt the God of Israel. The whole earth have hurt him and went against him to serve the world and do what the law of the land tell you. So that all the factories, all the plants, they already complaining to the government that they ain't got no gas to keep things running. They ain't got no oil. They ain't got no gas. Thousands of jobs going to be lost. What y'all people going to do then? Well, you can't get that check on Friday. What you going to do then, Pete? Go to your bank? Go to your bank. They're already talking about the bank. I read a news article about the bank last week. They're already talking about the bank. They running out of this and they running out of that. They ain't got this and they ain't got this. I read a news article. They finna start checking your bank account and see how much money you got in it. All kind of madness. Because you people love this world. When the God of Israel told you not to love it, not to love it, not to put it before me, not to fall in love with it. You're so in love with it. You're so in love with everything they got now. And it's all about to be took away right in front of your faces. Ain't no sense of you crying now. Ain't no sense of you crying now. Crying won't stop the God of Israel. Only the remnant he going to listen to. Only the remnant he going to respond to. Nobody else. And again, that's prophetic. Look what it said. Another news article in the news today. Former Chancellor Lord Lamont says interest rates should rise to keep soaring inflation in check and fight cost of living crisis. Threatening millions, look people now, threatening millions with increased mortgage payments. Your beautiful house that you worked so hard to get. Your $1 million house, your $500,000 house, your interest rates are going up. You won't be able to pay that mortgage. And guess what? When you don't pay it, they're going to repossess your house. And they're going to repossess your car. Yeah. You either going to take the mark of the beast or you won't be able to live up in here. You either going to take the mark of the beast, Revelation 13, or you won't be able to work up in here. You either going to take the mark of the beast, or you won't be able to eat up in here. That's exactly where we are in prophecy. Y'all people should have been getting ready. Your bishops and your leaders and your elders, they what? TDJ's got $10 million in the bank. What is that going to do? His money ain't going to mean nothing in a minute. What is money? Might not even be able to get up in the bank and get that money, man. Don't people see what's going on up in here? No, you can't see because you blind. You got eyes to see and you can't see. Let me go back to my scripture now. I read Ezekiel, right? I got some more news articles. Ezekiel 32, 7 and 8. Let's get that. Let me get some water, people. Get ready to get out of here. Ezekiel. Oh, yeah. God going to bless me, huh? God going to bless me. God going to help me. God going to, yeah. Let's see. We're going to see what your God, Satan, going to do for you. We're going to see what your God, Jesus, going to do for you. And Yah and all of them. Ezekiel 32, 7 and 8. You can see what they doing for you. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Can't you see it, people? No, you can't see it because you're in love with them too much. Ezekiel 32, 7 and 8. 7 and 8, people. Get ready to go. And when I shall put thee out, I will cover the heaven and make the stars thereof dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud. And the moon shall not give her light. That's where we coming to, people. That's what we are coming to, a dark world and a dark earth. Why? Because the God of Israel is going to shed the lights down on this whole earth and make the beast's kingdom dark. Dark. And all the bright lights of heaven I will make dark over thee, Ezekiel 32, 8. And set darkness upon thy land, said a higher God. I'm going to set darkness upon your lands, upon your foundation. The moon will not give the light. The sun will not give the light. I'm going to make your land dark, said the God of Israel. And I will also vex the hearts of many people. Listen to me, people, what the God of Israel just said. I will also vex. I'm in overtime. The hearts of many people, when I shall bring thy destruction among the nations into the countries, which thou hast not known is real. I'm going to vex many hearts and many people. Vex me, Hebrew number 3707, to trouble, by implication to grieve, rage, be indignant, be angry, be grieved, provoke to anger, unto wrath, have sorrow, vex. I will vex many people and will bring thy destruction among the nations. Nations is Hebrew number 1471 in the sense of massing, a foreign nation, a Gentile nation. That's who he get ready to vex. Jew and Gentile. Many hearts will be vexed. And I will bring my, I shall bring thy destruction among the nations. Let me go back to the news article now. I have 3-4 more after that and I'm finished. Prophetic power of truth. So no food, no mortgage, mortgage rates going up, no gas, no jobs. Household faces at least 442 euros in energy and petrol prices rise this winter, warns financial watchdog. Energy crisis. Look here, people. It's in the news today. Energy crisis grips the world. Energy crisis grips the world. I look what the God of Israel just told you now. You want to know where you are in the Bible? You want to know where you are? Tell you. And Ezekiel 32:7, and when I shall put thee out, I will cover the heavens. Put thee out what? Make your world dark, dark, dark. Your kingdom dark. You won't be able to see nothing and nobody. Only the remnant will have a light in this earth to lead them, to guide them back to Jerusalem, back to our land, and back to our God. I read it to you in Joel chapter 2. He said, in front of them, talking about the remnant, will be as the Garden of Eden. Behind them will be a flaming fire as a wilderness. So he's going to burn up everything behind the remnant. Only the remnant will have the light of the God of Israel, and everything else will be in darkness. Listen to me, people. I'm only speaking to you. I am here from the God of Israel. And I will put thee out. I will cover the heaven. See what he say? Ezekiel 32:7, and make the stars thereof dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. All the bright lights of heaven will I make dark over thee and set darkness upon thy land, said a higher God. And I will also vex the hearts of many people when I shall bring thy destruction among the nations. The same people that set up the law of the land, those are the same people that he's going to bring the destruction on. The destruction. He's going to vex many hearts when he shall bring thy destruction among the nations and to the countries. Mm-hmm. Let me go back to the news now. Energy crises grips the world. Grips the world, people. I told you, people. Told you, people. The God of Israel told me to tell you, people, a year ago, or 5 months ago, or 6 months ago, that your economy, your world, is not coming back. Now, lie. If you think I am a lying prophet of the God of Israel, or higher, if you think and believe that I'm a lying prophet, go back in all of my audios about 4-5 months ago or a year ago and listen. And listen to what the God of Israel prophesied and told y'all people what was going to happen. He said, well, your economy is not coming back. He meant what he said. He meant what he said. Can't you see it? But I'm a lying prophet, and I don't know what I'm talking about. I wish that was true, people. I wish that was true, what you believe about me. But it is not. It speaks for itself. I told you, your world, your economy is not coming back. I don't care what you open, what you do, what you fix, what you, it's not coming back. Energy crisis grips the world. Lebanon. Y'all know what Lebanon is? That's over there in the Middle East. That's over there in Jordan. That's over there where the Son of God was born, up in there. Jerusalem. That's close to Jerusalem. Jordan is close to Jerusalem. Jordan, Joshua had to cross the Jordan River to get to Canaan. Lebanon. Energy crisis gripped the world. Lebanon runs out of power. They don't have no lights. They don't have no gas. They don't have nothing. It's all over the earth. Where's your Jesus? Where's your gods? Where are your gods, Israel? Can't they help you? Can they open your world back? Can they open your life back? Can they open your... No! I am. I am. And no one will ever stop me. Energy crisis gripped the world. Lebanon runs out of power. India warns its coal-fired plants, all the plants that got the coal in it, could go dark. Y'all hear what I'm saying to y'all people? The God of Israel just told you in Ezekiel 32:7-8 that he's going to bring destruction on the nation. This is Bible prophecy, people, that's going on in earth. This ain't got nothing to do with no government. This is Bible prophecy. And your dumb leaders don't know it. You God of Israel, I give you the glory, honor, and praise, Holy Spirit. India and Lebanon, Jordan, over that way. Middle East. Asia is India. Could go dark in just 3 days. Blackouts. Blackout in China. Blackouts in China. Blackouts in China. I will bring destruction on the nations. And when I looked up the word nation, it said Gentile nation. China. China is a Gentile nation. Lebanon is a Gentile nation. India is a Gentile nation. America is a Gentile nation. In 3 days, Lebanon said they're going to run out of power. Oh, my God, people. Oh, my God, people. What have you done? What have you done to cause so much destruction in this earth? What have you people done? What have you people done? All the God of Israel going to do now is pull his remnant up out of here. Blackouts in China and gas prices soar in Europe. China is in the dark. Made in China, made in China, made in China, made in China. Everything that America gets is made in China, made in China. Not no more, America. Not no more, America. China is in the dark. Blackouts. They ain't got no lights. They ain't got no lights. They can't run their factories and make all your products and all your stuff no more. Where you gonna get your weave hair at now, Susie? Where you gonna get your weave hair at tomorrow? Where you gonna get your weave hair and your nails and your booty shots and all your stuff that you deck yourself out with every day? China is in a blackout. Well, get ready to leave, people. I got to go. And Europe don't got no gas and no food. Let me read. India, no power. China, blackout. India, blackout. Lebanon, running out of power. 3 days, they're going to be in a blackout. Lebanon, running out of power. 3 days, blackout. So guess what, people? If you don't got no power, you don't got no lights, how you going to get your money out the bank? Your bank's going to close down. Your banks are going to close down. Your banks, your schools, your jobs, your education, your markets, your grocery stores, everything going to close down. The God of Israel told you, people, your economy will not come back. Why? Because you people refuse to serve me. And because you people won't serve me, you will not serve this world. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahiah is my name. Let me read this news article. I'm getting ready to go. I got one. Let me read Ezekiel 34:12. Because I got to check by this. I need to read this. Ezekiel 34:12. Prophetic hour of power of truth. Ezekiel 34:12. Excuse me. As a shepherd seek out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. That's the remnant. That is the remnant, the 10%. 90% will die in the New World Order in other ways. COVID-19 and all the rest of it they got going on up in here, the God of Israel. 90% of this world belong to the beast. Yeah, people. Y'all didn't know that, ditch. I know, because you don't know the Bible. And you don't know the prophetic. You don't know the prophetic. My sheep will I deliver them. Yes, this is what the Bible say. 90% won't make it. My sheep, I will deliver them. Ezekiel 34:12. Out of all the places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. Cloudy, let me look up cloudy right here for Ezekiel 34:11. Look what it say. Cloudy. Celia, come here. Excuse me, people. Hebrews 6:051. A cloud. Did you get the hamburger out? Close this door, please. Close this door. a cloud that's covering the sky. That is the nubus or thundercloud. Let them out. And the cloud in dark day. The day is dark. China's in a blackout. They got many blackouts. All their factories is closed. Everything is closed. Nothing is working. Lebanon, they in a blackout. India, they in a blackout. It is a dark day. The God of Israel say, I'm going to pull my sheep. I'm going to pull my remnant out of all the places that I have scattered them all over the earth. My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger, they will not fall. My sheep, my remnant, my chosen in the earth, my 10%, I will deliver them, he said, Ezekiel 34:12, out of all the places. Out of all the places where they have been scattered, and the cloudy and dark day. Cloudy and dark day. A lot of thunder, cloud, a lot of earthquakes, a lot of all kind of stuff going, volcanoes blowing up. We there, people. We are at that time. We are at that hour. We are in the prophetic. We are fulfilling prophecies now. Prophecy that Ezekiel and Jeremiah and the prophets spoke about ancient time ago. We hear the God of Israel told me it's time. Time. He told me to prepare myself to meet him about 5 or 6, 7 months ago. Prepare yourself, daughter. I'm coming. Prepare yourself to meet me. I can walk around here all you want with your hard heart and cold heart and like you exempt. No, you're not. You the main people that he's going to take down. You and your leaders and your rulers. Amos 5:20. Let me read that. And then I'm going back to the news articles. Amos 5:20. He's going to deliver the remnant. He is going to deliver his people. Satan won't get all of us. Satan won't get all, but he will get 90. Amos 5:20. It's only a small number that will make it to Jerusalem. Amos 5:20. Shall not the day of Ahiah be darkness? That's why everything in a blackout. All the cities going dark over there in Lebanon, the Jordan, the Middle East, India. Everywhere's going dark and black. Why? Because it is the day of Ahiah, not the day of the Lord. There's no such thing as the Lord dealing with the God of Israel. Don't ever call him that again. Don't ever call him that again. The more you call him Lord, Lord, the angrier he gets. Because you're talking about another God and a different God. Not him. He's not the Lord. Shall not the day of Ahiah be darkness and not light? Amos 5:20. Even very dark. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me talking to you, Israel, Gentiles? Can you hear me? And not light, even very dark, and no brightness in it. China is in a blackout. Ain't no more products coming up out of China. Mm-mm. No. Ain't no more Louis Vuitton bags and Gucci bags and Jordan gym shoes and Xboxes and 360s. None of that. No. All your devices that you have put in front of the God of Israel, that you have spent all your time on every day doing, will be took out of the earth. The day of Ahiah is darkness and not light. He coming, people. He is coming. That's why he's blacking out everything. He's blacking out the world. Because he's going to be the only light. He's going to be the only light in the sky. He's going to be the only light that you can see coming out of the sky from Zion. From the east. The light is going to come from the east. The Son of God is going to come from the east with his holy angels in his chariot. They're going to be the only light. And that's why he's blacking out the world. Because he say, when he come, the whole earth will be dark. Yes, say. Ain't no Jesus coming talking about no rapture and all that stuff. The Son of God, Yeshua, is coming to take his enemies down. He's going to stain his whole garment. He's going to slaughter. Slaughter! He's coming to fight for his father. He come to fight for his father and defend his father's name in this earth and get his father people up out of here. That's what he coming for. He ain't coming with no rapture to soak you up in no sky. He come to kill people and hurt his enemies. Read Revelation and understand the real Son of God. Not that fairy tale God you've been talking about, Jesus. Yeah, it's dark. It's dark. They don't know what to do. The law of the land, your government, they don't know what to do. Shall not the day of Ahiah be darkness? Darkness. Darkness. And not light. Not light. And even very dark. And no brightness in it. I hate and despise your feast days. You thought the God of Israel liked Christmas. You thought the God of Israel, your God, you call him. I don't know what you call him, what he's thinking about. You thought the God that created you, like New Year's and Mother's Day and Saints Day and Pastor Day and 4th of July and Labor Day, you thought the God, I despise your feast days. I will not smell in your solemn assemblies no more. It's finished, people. I don't want it no more. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to look at it. I don't want it no more. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of your evil. Next news article, people. Let me go to Numbers 16:32. I say the last two scriptures. Thank you, God of Israel. I give you the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Have your way, Father. Speak whatever you want to say, whatever you need for me to say, Father. Speak. Let the world know. Let them know. Let them know who you are, who they dealing with, because they don't know. I am your servant. I am your servant. I am your vessel. I am, Father. I've been preserved for this day and this time, and this moment. Thank you. I give you the glory, honor, and praise. Number 1632. Can't you see? I'm going from scripture to scripture to scripture, reading you the prophecies and the prophetic where we are in the earth. I don't know nobody that's doing that. Elder Ricard not doing it. G-O-C-I-U-E, Great Faith, none of them is doing it. They can't, Pete. They can't. Number 1632. I have a couple more news articles. Number 1632. Getting ready. Ain't no Christmas this year. Ain't no Thanksgiving. None of that. They ain't got no turkeys this year. They ain't got no Christmas trees and bulbs and lights and garland around your tree and Santa Claus on your door. None of that. China is in blackout. China is in a blackout. Ain't no bulbs and all that. None of that. Ain't no Christmas. If China is in a blackout, y'all people know you got to forget it, because everything come from China. Number 1632. Yeah. You want parade this year with your Thanksgiving parade and Santa Claus on the back of the sledge. And I hate your feast days. I despise. And the earth opened her mouth. Number 1632. Let me go to my news article first. I have a news article. It says Lebanon has no centrally generated electricity after the country's two biggest power stations shut down due to a fuel shortage, plunging 6 million people into darkness. Production stopped at Zakharov Power Station today, hours after Del Amar plant shattered yesterday, when diesel supplies were reported exhausted. A government official confirmed the country's power network completely stopped working at noon today. Ain't no power, people. Ain't no banks open in Lebanon and China. Look, people. You don't put all your money. You don't put all your money up in them banks, institutions, and finance centers. There's no power. They are shut down. You won't be able to get no money. You won't be able to buy no food to eat. Trusting in man. Trusting in man. When the God of Israel told you centuries ago, ancient years ago, not to trust in a man and make flesh your aunt. I'm going to put my $1,000 in the bank. Let them keep it. Sick, sick, sick. Why do you need to work so hard and let somebody else keep your money? You sick and you stupid dummy. You're a dummy, Matt. You are straight up dummy. Now look what's happening. You can't get that money out. The bank is closed. Look what it said, people. Production was likely to restart until next Monday or for several days. Yeah. Whenever y'all think it's going to start or whatever it's going to start. Okay? Look what it said. COVID cases rise by 15% to 34,000 today as deaths increase to 133, up by 9% on last week. So the deaths keep going up. COVID going up. Everything. Come on, people. Chaos as public health boss. Yeah, I'm going to go down to the next news article. Let me go to the next. is one I want to get to right now. I'm getting ready to leave, people. China president, Exxon, I can't pronounce, says reunification with Taiwan must happen after state media warned that World War III could happen at any moment. World War III could happen at any moment, people. Mm-hmm. Judgment on Babylon. They're going to shoot at her from the north. I made that tape about a year ago or 6 months ago. Go listen to it. World War III could happen at any moment. We in blackouts, all kind of outs and all kind of volcanoes and yeah, China ain't dealing with it no more. Everybody's sick of Babylon and they madness. They sick of it, man. They sick of it. Russia and all of them. They tired of all that, man. Them ruling everybody. They want to rule the world. They want to rule everything and everybody. See, you're going to rule now, man. Okay, look. One more news article here, and I'm leaving, people. If I can get to it, I think it's coming up right here. I read today in the news. Yeah. It was a giant sinkhole. Look what it said in the news. Let me read one more news article. Michael 3:6. I'm going to read both of my news articles and then I'm going to just read. I'm going to read both of my scriptures. Then I'm going to just talk to you about the news articles till they disconnect me. Michael 3:6. Micah 3:6, people. Let's get it. Micah 3:6. Yeah. Yeah, y'all want to play around with Jesus? Go ahead. Keep on playing with him. See what you get. Therefore, night shall be unto you that you shall not have a vision. And it shall be dark unto you that you shall not divide. And the sun shall go down over the prophets. And the day shall be dark over them. They do not understand what's going on. T.D. Jakes, all the prophets of Baal, all the prophets of your religions, they don't know. It's dark. There is no vision. They cannot divide. It is dark over the prophets of Baal. And the day shall be dark over them. That's why the God of Israel had to preserve me, his prophet, so I can divide and speak to you for him prophetically and let you know what is going on in this earth. Why is the God of Israel so angry? Why is the God of Israel so upset? Why do the God of Israel want to kill and hurt and destroy things? Your prophets are in darkness. You shall not divide. The sun have went down over the prophets. So T.D. Jakes will not be able to help you. Juanita Biden won't be able to help you. Craft O'Doll and all Paula White and all won't be able to help you. Then shall the seers, Michael 3:7, be ashamed. Why is your pastor and your bishop and your prophet and your apostles going to be ashamed? Why? The God of Israel say right here, they shall be ashamed. And the dividers confounded. Yea, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer of God. should I say it again? There is no answer of God. They don't know what to tell you other than God is with you. God is going to help you. God is going to bring you out. God, no, they shall be ashamed. What have hit this earth? What is going to hit it? What's hitting it right now? I told y'all, when I get through with the 613 law, wow, people. Ooh, ooh, all I can do is just blow right now. Ooh. That's all I can do, people. He haven't told me what he's going to do, but I can feel something. 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 I don't know what. I can't tell you right now. But I know it's something going to happen. Then shall the seers be ashamed, and the devourers confounded. Yea, they shall all cover their lips, but there is no answer of God. They will not be your elder Ricashiars and all them peoples, and Paula Weiss and Joyce Myers and Kenneth Copeland and all of them, and the Jamaican preachers and Africans. They won't be able to help you. They will be ashamed. They will be ashamed. And they're going to realize. They're going to realize now that they have been worshiping and serving and teaching you the wrong God and the wrong doctrine. And they will be ashamed. And there will be no answer from the God of Israel, Elohim. No answer. I don't care how much they pray and fast and cry. There he will not speak to them at all. Why? Because they not his prophets. They don't belong to him. They are the prophets of Baal, Jehovah. Revelation 16:10. This is the last scripture. I'm going to go to the news article now, people. Let me see if I'm still going. Come on, Blog Talk. Work with me here. Work with me. I got about 10 more minutes and I'm finished, Blog Talk. Revelation 16:10. Revelation 16:10. Come on. Come on, people. Let me show you this. Revelation 16:10. Yeah. 10:10. And the fifth angel. Let's go up to Revelation 16:9. Revelation 16:8. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun. And power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. Plagues. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over these plagues. No, your government don't got no power over these plagues. So GOCC and IUP, y'all need to shut your mouths talking about the government and what they doing and what Satan doing. They ain't doing nothing but what the God of Israel tells them to do and want them to do. And have power, and the God, and the name of God, which have power over these flags. And they repented not to give them glory. Then I just tell y'all, he said, y'all will not quit. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast. Who is the beast? Who is the beast? The seat of the beast. The seat of the beast. Babylon the Great. It's the seat of the beast and her allies is the seat of the beast. The Revelation talk about two beasts and the false prophets. Yeah, I know where the seat of the beast is. Do your leaders know where the seat of the beast is? Do they know who it is? Or what country it is? the seat of the beast is the Antichrist. Where they got the Baphomet at right now? In Detroit, Michigan. A statue right downtown, Detroit, Michigan. That is the seat of the beast. America is the seat of the beast. Mm-hmm. Yes, the hammer of the whole earth, the greatest country on the earth. And his kingdom, yeah, the seat of the beast is America and all her allies, Egypt, all over the earth. And his kingdom was full of darkness. And they guard their tongues for pain. They have all drunk of the wine of Babylon. All the nations, all the countries, they are confederate with her. The seat of the beast will be full of darkness, and they're going to get their tongues for pain. Let me go back to my news article. So don't think all this darkness, blackouts, and all this stuff that y'all seeing is going on right now. No, Babylon ain't going to get away. No. No one is. No one going to get away. Another news article. Coronavirus pandemic. Which countries have been hit the hardest by COVID? Peru has the highest death rate in the world. With more than 6,000 per million killed by the virus. Every million people in Peru, 6,000 people are dead from COVID, compared to China, which has seen only 30 per million. 30 per million. 30 people per million. But Peru, 6,000 per million. Y'all thought COVID was going somewhere, huh? Ooh, it's been almost 2 years, people. Oh, y'all really thought COVID was going somewhere. Tried to tell y'all, it's the wrath of the God of Israel. Let me get my last news article. Last news article here. Australia cop quit over heavy-handed tactic. Okay, baby, get down because you're making me. Her forces is using to enforce COVID lockdown and say even she is scared of police when out of uniform. An Australian cop quit. She quit, Pete, over heavy-handed tactics her force is using to enforce COVID lockdown. People, wake up now. Trying to get to my last news article, but it's not coming up. So I'm going to try to paraphrase for you what it is. What it is. I read today in the news that people was traveling on the freeway somewhere. And it was a giant, they say, sinkhole in the middle of the freeway. In the middle of the freeway, people, a giant hole. And look what the Bible say about that. I cannot get the article, so I'm just going to give it to you. I think it was number 1632. They say it was a giant hole in the street, so big they ain't never seen nothing like it. Number 1632, last one, people. And after that, I'm going to say I'll talk to y'all Tuesday. The God of Israel say, it's okay. Number 1632. It says, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up. See, that's that giant's hole that they are seeing that came out of nowhere while people was driving on the freeway and traffic was bagged up. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up. And their houses, and all the men that are pertaining unto Korah, and all their goods. They and all that are pertaining to them went down alive. Listen to me, people. Y'all see these sinkholes and stuff that's appearing everywhere, all over? They all that are pertaining to them went down alive into the pit. What pit? Hell. Hell itself. Alive. With their houses, their tent, and everything they had. Y'all don't want to play with what's going on now, people. That's a warning. That is a warning. Get right. Get right, remnant. Get right. Let go to party. Let go to clubbing. Let go to churches. Let go to religion. Let go their gods. Let go to clothes. Let go to job. Let it all go. And prepare yourself to meet your God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Israel. The God of the Hebrew nation. Ahayah is my name. They all that obtained to them went down alive into the pit. Pit right here, number 1633, is Hebrew number 7585, Hades. That's where they went in number 16. Korah in the house that the children of Israel that was with him that went against Moses and went against the God of Israel. You don't want to go against the God of Israel, prophet. I'm telling y'all, don't go against who the God of Israel got in front of you right now to help you, because the light have went out over all your leaders. All your leaders, they don't know what's going on. There's no answer of God. I just read that to you. Don't go against the prophet that the God of Israel have preserved and set up in this earth to help you, people, or you will be like Korah in his household. They and all of them went down alive into the pit. Hebrew number 7585. Hades, or the world of the dead. As it is a subterranean retreat, including its accessories and inmates. Grave, hell, pit. Yes. Yes, people. And the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among congregation. And all Israel, number 1634, that were round about them fled at the cry of them. So they was crying as they was going down in the hole. For they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from Ahia and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. Oh, my God. And Ahia spake unto Moses the prophet, saying, speak unto Eleazar and the sons of Aaron the priest. I'm going to stop right there, people. With that, I'll talk to y'all Tuesday. The God of Israel say, it's okay. Bye for now. Get it right, remnant. Get it right. We're running out of time. And we done ran out of time. Bye for now. The God of Israel bless you and help you, remnant, and make a way of escape for us.